Hi, this is Donna Cotati. I'm here in the closet at Alaska Indian Arts, and I have a still life set up over here of Tlingit regalia. These are pieces that were owned by Lee Hein Miller, Alaska Indian Arts, and probably his dad before him, either gifted or purchased, I'm not sure. But he has a closet full of interesting things here, and so I'm doing a still life with some of these objects that I have picked up and set up in a, you know, just way that I thought made a nice composition. And I'm in the closet doing oil painting on a 16 by 20 canvas. I saw this closet that Lee has that just has all this stuff in here and a bunch of headdresses piled up on the table, one on top of the other. And at the time, I thought, what an interesting still life that would make to pull a composition out of what's just all jumbled up in here. One of them is a headdress, and forgive me, I think that's a raven. It's got raven feathers on top, and his beak looks, I mean, it's not yellow, it's black, so I'm presuming that's a raven. I should know. Here I am. And then I've got a rattle that I've seen Charlie Jimmy using. In fact, Lee pointed out to me the other day that that's the same rattle that I painted the backside of when I did a portrait of Charlie Jimmy just a year or two ago. So there's a drum with a killer whale on it, and the kind of all the stuff that's hanging in the closet. So my painting even shows some of the buckskin clothing that's hanging on the rack behind my still life. So the colors on this piece, there's a lot of bright red on it. There's a tunic that has an appliqué red and blue, and the light shining on it makes the red quite bright. The headdress has the typical turquoise color eyes and the black and the red. The drum has the black and the red. The rattle, same, you know, three colors, the turquoise, the red, and the black. It's a kind of a busy subject in terms of how many different things are going on, but I think it works. I'm hoping that it will make people curious to know more about this culture that we are so privileged to have here in this community. I mean, the Tlingit were here a long time before the rest of us got here, and they had a thriving arts tradition before any of us with paintbrushes came along doing our thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of really a privilege to be able to use their artifacts for something that I'm trying to create with it.